Tumeya Bechlal Chaya Tumeya. That a Behemoth Tumeya is also Bechlal Chaya Tumeya, and Behemoth Torah Bechlal Chaya Torah. That's what the doctrine for this pasuk. So all of them have a hekesh one to another. So after we heard this, of Loshin Azen, this Loshin Omali, that Benaz has said upon himself, that Chavala Benaz, like Oyvei, upon me myself, Benazai, Shalai Shimesh Shesh Rabbi Yishmael, how come I did not learn by Rabbi Yishmael? This was the Pshat Rabbi Yishmael, Darshan, the Psukim. So Kitcher, from these Psukim, we learn out that one has the same halacha like the other one. The Rashi says, it's like, Chavala Benaz means Hefsed Chalboli Bielam. The Talmud Vosek Kamoistia, a great Talmud like me, like Ben Azai, I did not learn from Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara explains what's behind all these Akashim over here. That Chaya Bechlal Behema. How do we take and know that a Chaya is Bechlal the halachas of a Behema, Minolam? The Pasuk says, Zois HaBehema Shetoichlu. These are the Behemas that you're allowed to eat. And right away the Torah says, Shor Sek Sofim. Sofim. Then it says, Ayel Utsri Liyachma, which are Chayas. So in the pasuk starts off Zeis Abheima, so you see that a Chaya is Nichla on the loch of a Behema. Okay, Tereza come out that Chaya is Bechlal Behema, a Chaya is Bechlal Behema. And the same thing, Behema Bechlal Chaya Minolan. How do we know to say that a Behema is in the same halachis of a Chaya? The pasuk says Zeis Achaya Shetechlu. These are the Chayas that you'll eat. And then the pasuk says Mikola Behema Asher Al Oretz that called Mafresas Parasu. So it starts off with Chaya, and right away it goes to the word of Behema. Okay, so how does it come out? That Behema, Bechlal Chaya, what you have to say is that a Behema, yes, is Bechlal Halachis of a Chaya. This is how we know the Limudim. Now the Shal was, what are they negated to? So where it says, Chaya Tohira, Bechlal Behema Tohira, means the Simonim. The Torah only says the Simonim of a Behema Tohira by a Behema. How do we know the same Simonim apply to a Chaya? That's when there's limud that chay is bechlal behema. So the same simonim derived by behema, the mafresas parso, shesah shesa, and malagera, the same thing applies to a chay also. After we say that chay tmeya is bechlal behema tmeya, that's lahavo, that's for the yisr havo, you can't be marviya, one animal on top of another one. Because even though the Torah only says the yisr havo, not to put one moose another in only by behema, but the same thing applies by Chayas also. Now, Behema Temeya Bechlal Chayat Temeya, what do we need that halacha for? Look at the Rebbe, that's for Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yomer said, Ekroni, let me read the Pasuk that Chaya, let me read the Pasuk Chaya. Behema Loma Nemra, I'll come in the same Pasuk it says the word Behema also. So the Dik is like this, that Nemra Kan Behema, it says here the word Behema Temeya. Another place, Behemah Tumeya. His Malahal, just like over there, Tumach Kodesh, we're talking about that the Kodesh, the Kodeshim itself, was Tumei. His Davkan here also, we're talking about Tumach Kodesh, where the Kodesh itself is Tumei. So Rashi explains like this, Ekran Yichai, Rashi, the Gabi, Korban Olav here, in the Pasha of a Korban Olav Yerid, Ibn Avelis Chayat Tumeya, Ibn Avelis Behemah Tumeya. That's the Pasuk says. Now really, it would have been enough just to say Chaya. Why does it have to say the word Behema? Why does it have to say, I've been availus Chaya Temeya, I've been availus Behema Temeya? Some of you became Tom, and then you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and then you ate Kachim, that you Chaya, but Korban Erlo B'Yerid. So why in the same puzzle does it have to say both of, I've been, you touch either availus Chaya and availus Behema? Since he says, the talk of the word Behema is extra, and it's for Drosha that Nemakan Behema Temeya. Finema bitome shochlas a kodesh. A person that's tome if he's kochim, the pashas emor, finefesh kisiga bchotome bitumas odom, or the behema tomeya. So diik is mal halim bitumas kodesh, kloima, bitome shochlas a kodesh. Here the apostle is talking about if the person is tome and he went to eat kochim. Is af here also, by our pasha of a korban oil of a yerid, is also the same thing. Af korban oil of a yerid, dechsiv, oi nefesh ashatiga, Omashma de benegias tuma mechayiv le korban oil of yerid. The afinim b'hai gzeres shava that if you touch, if you're tomei and if you touch kachim, so the gzeres shava tells us no le mechayiv ad yochol kodesh. You're not chayiv unless that you're tomei and then you eat kachim or you konis le mikdash. So for this purpose, we have to have this gzeres shava, this hekesh. That's Rebbe's limud. Now the Gemara says, Behema Torah Bechlal Chaya Torah. What does that mean to say? That they had before that a Behema Torah is Bechlal Chaya Torah. That's Li Yitzira. That's for the Pasha of Yitzira. Rashi says, the Gabi Chayek Siv Yitzira Vayetzer Hashem Lakim in Adama. Kol Chayes Asoda. So therefore, not only Chayes, what in Behemoth also. For now, if Kimina Rashi says, Lama Pelis Min Behemoth Chaya. If you map the min behemah chayev yoyf, then soon see the chomer of meya tervas vlad aleim. If an ish's mapul of uber that looks like a chaya or like a behemah like a oif, she has tumas leida, and therefore the mother has to sit. You may tumah, you may tayra. The minimum pelt the more says leida nida my time. What's the reason of Reb Meir? Hoyu benema be yitzira kiyotim. Since it says the word yitzira by behemah like an adam, therefore not only behemah. Who are din chayir also? That's what this halacha is, that a behemah Torah is bechlal chayir Torah li yitzira. Titnan, the Gemara says, Nam, we learn like this. Hamapelis min behemah, if an isha is mapel, has a miscarriage, and when it comes out, the fetus looks like an animal, or else like a chayir, or else like a leaf, like a bird. So, bein temeim, bein terim, whether it look like behemah chayis oifas terim or temeim, still im zochor teshav zochor. If what came out is looks like a zocher, she has hilchus tumah like a regular zocher ben adam. And if the nekeva comes out like a female, is teishel in a nekeva, she has tumah like a nekeva. What's going to be any day? Let's say she's not sure what it is, whether it looks like a zocher or a nekeva. Then teishel a zocher in a nekeva, she has to go to chumra both ways. Diva Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. So even though she's only mapel a dumus of a behema, still she has tumah later. The Chachomim, the Chachomim say no. Kol Sheinu Mitzuras Odom. Anytime the fetus does not look like an Odom, is Eino Vlad. It's not called a Vlad. So what's for Meir Shita that no? That since it says the word Yitzira by Behemoth, it says the word Yitzira by Odom. We learn out Ladodi to say that an Isha would have Tumas Leida, even though the kid looks like a Behemoth. Now the Gemara says the Rabbanim is so high kru alomali. According to Rabbanan, then what do we have to say? Because you say behemah bechlal chay. What do we need it for? There's no din of yisir according to him. So what do you have to say? Behemah teru is bechlal chay teru for. So then echnami kulu lekarev yudiyosta. According to Rabbanan, those things comes from Rabbi Jerusham. That teach us that what we're talking about the korban the ilu biyurid is talking about a case where the person himself was tamei and then either he ate kachim or else he went into the base of midish. So the kids of that side, we know these drosha, these halachas, behema bechlal chaya, chaya bechlal behema, and what the different halachas on the geya too. Now the Mishnah says, ha'isha shemeis v'lodo b'teich miyeho. Let's say an isha that was pregnant, and now the fetus died inside the womb of the mother. U'poshta chayes yoda. Now a midwife put her hands inside the womb, v'noga boy, and she touched this mace, she touched the uba mace. The locher is hachayit tamei and echnami. The chayit, the midwife that touches it, she touched the mace, and therefore she's tamei. Tumah shiva, she's tamei for 7 days. But the isha itself is Torah, still remains Torah. Achiyotz of blood until the blood goes out. Kozman, the blood is inside the womb, inside her, it's like delua. So even though there's a mace inside her, still she does not become tamei. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbo. Kishem shetuma bluya ena metamo. The same like it says in our Mishnah, that this tuma, this uba, this mace, that's blua swallowed up in the mother's stomach. It's not metama the mother. It's kachishna, the same thing, tohoira. Blua, if you swallowed up something that's tor, you swallow, let's say, a ring, and then you go into an oil hamace, even though the person becomes tamei, but ena metama. But it does not become tamei. The ring itself does not become tamei since it's belua. It's inside the person, even though the person becomes tamei, but not what's inside him. Now the Gemara says, tuma belua minolan. How do we know this? You said that the tuma itself is belua, swallowed up in the person. It's not metama. The tuma doesn't go out. The pasuk says, for yoicha min nevelosa is yichavis begodet. If a person ate from a nevelo, he becomes tamei. And then he goes to the mikvah, and Harash Shemesh, right away, he becomes Tor. He goes to the mikvah, but Harash Shemesh, he becomes Tor. Now, Mila Yaskin, are we talking about? The Yochal Somach Leshkiya Sachama. That the person ate the nevela right before Shkiya. So like the nevela is still inside his body. His soul will come. Rachmanas of the Torah says, Tor, that he has a right to go to the mikveh and become Tor. Ayin, the veil is still inside him. Elamai, that's the proof that since it's swallowed up inside him, it's not metama, tumah blue, does not go out. So Moreh says, no, but Duma, maybe here there's no proof. But Duma, Shan Yos, maybe here it's different. Dolechazi leger, here it's not fit for ger. That once you swallow the food, it's not fit to be eaten anymore. So that's why it has no tumah, not because it's blue, but it's not fit to be an eichel anymore. So Moreh says, that depends. Honicha l'Rebbe Yochanan. It's good according to Rebbe Yochanan Shita Diyom that he says, Achazu v'yachazu ad l'kelef. That it has to be edible as long as it's, what degree is it not fit to lose its din tumah, if it's not fit for kelef teat. Says so, here the mice, even though you swallow this, it's still, if you spit it up, it's still fit for dogs to eat it. So it still has tumas novella on it. Says go, it's good, the proof, shout, you bring a good proof that why isn't tumah go out? Elamai, because it's tumah blua. That's good according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that achazu is ad lekelef. So the novella has no tumah, still has tumah, calls the man it's fit to be eaten for a dog, even though a ger would not eat it. But as long as a dog would eat it, it would have tumah. Says, so how come the tumah doesn't go out of the person? Elamai, it's Ramayi, tumah blue is not metama. But Ela, but according to Labar Poda, according to Bar Poda, the Yom that he says, no, tumah chamura lager. A tumah chamura is only has tumah, calls them on it's fit for a ger, a person to eat. If it's not fit for a person to eat it anymore, it has no tumah blue, it has no tumah chamura. I mean, saying there's no abba tumah, like by tumah's nevela. If the nevela is not fit for a ger teat, it has no tumah, it has no tumah anymore. For tumah kala, simple tumah the rabbonin, or tumah of an arishon, or else it means to metam oichlo namashkin, even a rishon, the shenu with metam oichlo namashkin, then take it's ad lekelev. Says so, according to Bapodo, mishum lechoz legeru. The reason why here it's not metama you is because this novella is not fit for ger teat, since you swallowed it already, or another person will not eat it. So Moreh says still no. Nehidu lechazi b'fon of true, if somebody would see you spit it out, he would not eat this, but shle b'fon of nechzechazi lei. But if the other person does not see you spit it out, like if you would spit out this novella, and then wash it off and give it to somebody else to eat, he would still eat it, still called edible. So still it should have tumas novella on it. So how come the locher is, you let it go to the mikvah and become Torah at night? That's the raya, tumah blua is not metama. So Moreh says, true, very good. So for Ashkechom we found tumah blua. We found that tumah blua is like a Torah. It's not metama. But how do you know the other way? That Torah blua, let's say you swallow something, you swallow a ring, and then you go into an oil hames, minolon, that what's inside you does not become tameh. So Moreh says, this is the kal v'chomer. If you seal it tight, it has a tight seal on top of it. That you should know, if you have an avatum inside this klicheris, or we have a mace, a kazayas of a mace, inside this klicheris, the tum is still boikas v'yitzah, the tum still goes out through it. The yamama, because we learned in Mishnah Esnoilis, that tumah ritzutzom, when you have a tumah sanes, and it's ritzutza means there's no mechitza on top of it, there's no oil, there's no pasach tefach on top of it. So the tumah shoots out, is bekas v'yol ad l'rikiyah. Imamah shoots out to the rikiyah. Still the locher is matzil al tayrish shebetoichoy milatamei. Let's say you put this klicheris inside an oil hames, inside the room that a mace is there, and there's food inside this klicheris. As long as it's tight, sealed, if it's sealed tight, the tumah does not go into it. So you see that something protects that the tumah does not go in, but still the tumah shoots out. If so, Adam, when a person swallows the tumah itself,